for the city that nearly broke me. In streets that grieve out silence, children die. They fall to bullets and asthma. They fall into each other's arms as mothers watch on. And there's a secret to why the small boy can step into the street and no one notices as it swallows him whole. A mathematics for the hold that Newports have on men struggling with child support and probation. These eyes sifting through madness, that avalanche of laughter ringing inside a broken man's head. You explain the voices. You explain Khalid's 5-year sentence for possession, for believing that there's a pension plan for the pusher man, for Mayfield's hero turned skinny jeans wearing jean. This street inhales Du Bois, inhales Sean too. Men left out of imagination's prophecy, wading in the water. Men that slept with the city's youngest girls, believing virginity, a talisman that would protect them against death. Men who still died, and there are names. I'm only talking about Ray Ray and Mario, Damon and Mike, people we call bereft. A fancy name for being in a fight with God and the devil. For a small child begging for his mother who is not here, who too has been flooded by the suicide of asphalt. Newport's fried chicken. There is this sadness in the world where all the stereotypes seem true. A calling for a block party where men in the street stop pretending to be Christmas addicts. Stop thinking one more nameless man can get named eternally after a bullet burst through skin, through the tattoo that marks him. I'm here, another body navigating what mothers fear. There's nothing you see while cruising down the Ave that explains what's in a hooded head that stares into your car. But he knows the revolution starts with whatever is left after WIC checks get cut. When I tell my brother I'm hustling, I mean it. Damn it, I mean it.